has a beard.
Eastern Daylight Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service announcement from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Jimmy McQuaid in the Unique Echoes, a track originally released on the Swan label in 1966. I'm not always bat crazy about live tracks released on a 45, but I like this song. Bongo Talk. I got off the compilation Looking Stateside, Disc 1. Came out in 2016 on RPM. Before that, Cream, from their iconic Disraeli Gears LP, came out in 1967 on Atco, in Swallowboro. So I used to call it when I was a 16-year-old first hearing this, but it was really when I eventually picked up on it, or I figured it out that she wore a long bearded rainbow, S-W-A-L-B-R. Well, that Mongo Santa Maria from 1966, Chandler Jr. Walker from the LP, Hey, Let's Party. Another rendition of Shotgun came out in 1966 on Columbia. Then we kicked it off with a band called the Epics. And a track released on the Dolphin label in 1966, and She Believed in Me. Right off the compilation, Storm in the Garage. Came out in 2003 on 8 Karma. All right. We're in the second hour. And coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
this is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
There ain't nothing in my pocket but Somebody threw a baseball through my window, and the arm fell off my favorite chair again. The man called me today and said he'd haul my things away if I didn't get my payments made by 10. Things have gone to pieces since you left me. Nothing turns out half right now, it seems. But I'm holding to the pieces of my dream.
Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard a band from Greece, the Adams Boys, and Get Away From Me. I have the compilation 6 Miles from the Cage Volume 1. Came out in 1998 on the Royal label. It was originally released on the Popular label in Greece in 1966. For that, George Jones, and things have gone to pieces. Actually, everything's been working pretty good here. It's a theme song of a number of recent shows. But anyway, things have gone to pieces. Released in 1965 on Music Core. Before that, the 5678. 5678. And a track released originally on the Tokyo Karate label in Japan in 1991. And Edie is a sweet candy. Got off the best of thing. He bombed the rocks. Early day singles from 1989 to 96. Came out on 2003 on Sweet Nothings. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Adventures in a Y5O, on a track that Milky Edwards is not listed on. From the album of the same name, a Y5O, came out in 1969 on Liberty. And we kicked it off with a band called The Five of Us. And Let Me Explain. A track that was previously unreleased, recorded around 1966. I got off the compilation Think of the Good Times. Came out in 2002 on Dionysus. It's Tulsa, Oklahoma band. Oh, it was a Tucson, Arizona band. Tucson. They mix them up. Tucson, Arizona bands from the mid to late 60s. Okay. Anyway, once again, you're on social media, you're on Facebook, admit it, you are. Go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. I don't bother you, but once a week to tell you there's a show that I'll be showing up. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Come on, give me your love. This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. All right, let me explain away this next to last set of the evening. Just heard the Hangmen of Fairfield County, a track called Stacy, originally released on the High Castle label in 1966 off the compilation Hipsville 29 BC, came out in 1996. Actually, it was reissued in 96. I believe it came out in 84 or 85 originally on the Cramden label. Because all those songs were crammed in. The Liars would cover that song probably about 18 or 20 years later. For that, you heard the best. And far be it from me to disagree. The best, they were from Sweden. Did their version of Backdoor Man. Got off the compilation Searching for Shakes. It was originally released on the Columbia label in Sweden in 1966. A band called the Scorpions before that from the Netherlands, and Too Many Lovers got off the compilation Netter Beat Series. Came out in 1998 on the Gerson label out of Spain. It was originally released on the CNR label in the Netherlands in 1966. Lay 409. Yes, I queued up the wrong thing, and being the OCD loon that I am, when I get on the air, I say I'm stopping it and I'm playing the song I intended to play. Lay 409, and they say, got off the compilation People of Time. And it was originally released on the Teledisc label in Canada in 1966. And then we kicked it off. No, Emmett. Well, the Fifth Order did Walking Away, 1966, on the Diamond label. And then we kicked it off with the Lost Agency, a track called One Girl Man. That is a major label-ish on the USA label, 1967. I got off the compilation CD version of Pebbles Volume 7. Anyway, got one more set to go in this week's episode. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Coming out, think they're gonna die.
7:56 p.m. Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours, or these were the Desperate Hours, on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, water cutters, and never were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard The Traits and High on a Cloud, a track originally released on the Queen City label in 1969. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 2, the CD version. For that, the Yorkshires did And Your Mind, a track originally released on the Westchester label in 1965. I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 6. For that, The Boys, a band from the UK, but they had their biggest hits or their most success in the Netherlands. And You Got What I Want was released in the UK on HMV in 1965. I got off the compilation Searching in the Wilderness, came out in 1986 on Music Express. The Five of Us, another track from that Tucson, Arizona band, Five of Us. I didn't even remember they had chosen the other track. But anyway, Five of Us and Hey You got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 1. And it was originally released on the Platt label in 1966. And we kicked off the set We the People and Mirror of Your Mind, originally released on the Challenge label in 1966. I got off the compilation. I turned into a helium balloon. Anyway, as always, my name is Alex. The pleasure was mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.